Well, Brian, a convincing one against Donegal today in the McKenna Cup. I'm sure you'll be satisfied with that performance, given it's the first game of 2015.
I mean, we know both sides were very experimental. You never read too much into games like that. But the other side of it, like, we wanted to have a wee look at today at lads that, as Rory would have been doing with the Donegal squad, lads that we wanted to have a look at. And from my point of view, there was a couple of them I was more than pleased with what I've seen. So that was the purpose of the exercise, and pleased with the outcome.
Who were those players that you're happy with?
A lot of the lads nobody really probably have seen much of before, the likes of Brian O'McAlary, who had a really good first half. Took him off because he wasn't feeling great at half time, probably playing at a pace that he hadn't played at in a long, long time, like, you know. But he did very well when he was on, and John O'Kane had a good game. I was pleased with some of the young lads when they came in there, the likes of Liam McGoldrick, Jarlath Broadley. Got Conor McAtominay had a good game for us today, and James Kearney got through a lot of work. So listen, it's the opening game. We don't read too much into it, but from our point of view, it at least was good to see some of the lads.
We've seen Emmett McGuckin get the Man of the Match award here today. I suppose his goal midway through the second half, he's never looked back after that, Brian.
Yeah, probably at that stage, there was very, you know, we were struggling to get scores. It gave us a wee bit of breathing space against the Breeze. But the Breeze was fairly significant there today, you know, and had a fair impact on that game.
Yeah, and you were very dominant in the second half, and you won about 97% of the kickouts from the Donegal goalkeeper, I would say.
Well, the first half, we had big concerns about our break ball. You know, I thought Donegal were very, very good on the break ball the first half. But once we got that corrected in the second half, and got a bit of possession, we started to work a few good scores. But listen, for both sides, like, 3 weeks from now or whatever, it'll be a totally different game.
Yeah. And Fermanagh, obviously, next up for you next Sunday.
Yes, Fermanagh, and then we have Queens, so we'll see how we go there.
Yeah. Just one other question. You have to play Donegal now, Brian, at the end of the month for the start of the National Football League. Have you learnt anything out there, or do you probably expect a much change Donegal team come the last Saturday of the month?
Sure, I know that the great percentage of Donegal starting 15 were probably sitting in the stands there today, you know. So, no, listen, it'll be a totally different game altogether.